welcome back. It's like a bad rash. You're listening to Music Myths and Cannabis. My name's Leon. This is my good buddy Daryl.
How you doing today?
I am doing all right. Been busy week, but whatever. Weekend's coming up. Tomorrow's Friday.
Already, I know.
And definitely looking forward to that. Another long weekend coming up already. I didn't realize they were so close this particular year.
Yeah.
Or not this particular year, but this part of the year.
Yeah.
So if you've been listening to the last show, we did actors that turned into musicians or think they're musicians. And today we're going to do musicians that think they're actors. And some of them will surprise you. Some of them won't. Some of them, it's like, why did you bother? But whatever. And then as far as weed, we're going to try, what did we decide?
Master Kush.
That one's actually been around for quite a while. THC level on that wasn't as high as I was thinking, but again, as I've already explained, that can also change depending on how a person grows it, if they know what they're doing or not.
I think it's a lot higher than what it says there, because I've tried this all week, and it gives you quite a good buzz.
And that could very well be, but it also could, those other particles that you're feeling like is enhancing with the buzz, like say just the relaxation part or just the dry eyes part or whatever, that could also be the CBDs. So it could actually have a lower THC.
Okay.
Sure, you get a buzz. But if it was, say, grown by another guy who wasn't interested in THC, he could have a lot of the effects that you're feeling without the high part. Right? I haven't even smoked it, this particular one, so I don't know what I'm talking about. But as far as Leafly goes, it says that it is good for sleeping, make you hungry, nice and relaxed. Says the negatives are dry eyes, dry mouth, and paranoid. I have yet to ever have a weed where I got paranoid on.
Yeah, I don't think I have either.
No, and I've said before, I don't get the munchies. I'm just not that kind of guy. It's like, smoke a couple of doobies and say, oh, where's the Twinkies?
Yeah.
Nah. Or crave a certain pizza or whatever. Not my deal. But anyways, Master Kush is also known as High Rise. Don't think I heard of that one. Grandmaster Kush and Purple SoCal Master Kush. Indica, of course. What was the Indica cross? Usually they're about somewhere between 70 Indica, 30 Sativa, up to 90, 10 is about the most I've ever seen. And then it starts going the other way where it's considered a sativa. But the feelings are sleepy, hungry, relaxed, I said. And the smell, strain of it, pungent, earthy, and spicy. And then I read something else about it being...
I never get the spicy.
Incense. I've had a couple of weeds that are spicy, and it's not my... I don't like spicy when it comes to weed. I've said before, I like the fruity.
Yep.
Blueberry is a good one, if it's a true blueberry, but spicy. Well, here it is. It says, the plant produces a subtle, earthy, citrus smell with a hint of incense. Now, I don't want incense in my fucking weed.
No, definitely not.
That is like somebody... You ever be in a situation where some girl pulls out a doobie or whatever, and or it could be a guy, I guess, and they got like massive amounts of cologne or perfume or something, and it's in the doobie?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking horrible. So, yeah, not necessarily interested in indica, but these write-ups are... I've never found one that was exact.
No.
But anyways, let's give her a try.
Okay.
We got a pre-roll going this week, so you don't have to wait for us to roll. Of course, we use scissors because we don't like the grinder busting out. I see you got a lot of grinders.
No fire in the hole this time?
Fire in the hole.
Yeah, I got about 5 grinders.
That's crazy. You get a lot of that stuff.
Just a little black ones this time.
Okay, here we go.
That tastes really nice.
Yeah, I've just been finding the last few years, the weeds all kind of tasted the same.
Yeah.
For the most part, 80% of the weed I get, it's just weed. And then once in a while you get one that's got bust out, nice flavor, and that really sticks with me. I'm all about the flavor. I've said before, I would take a hit in the THC and have a good flavor rather than super high THC that tastes like... Shit.
I still find the flavor is more flavorable when you first get it. Maybe it's how I store it. I don't know.
Yeah, it's
it
probably
seems to go away after the you have the bag for the week or whatever.
Ooh, I like that flavor. Yeah, that's a good one. It's got like a oily, almost kind of a lingering taste to it. I could tell this citrus comment.
Like you could taste it on your lips still.
Yeah. I like that. That's one of the better ones. So far, I think out of all the shows we've done, I think Peyton's Pie would have to be my favorite flavor that we had.
It was very good, yeah.
It was just nice buds, nice and gooey, tight buds, good size. I don't mind small buds. Are you one of those guys like, oh, I need the biggest bud?
No. As long as it's a good bud, does not matter.
Oh, another bowl. Yeah, I definitely would buy some of that. Master Kush, eh?
Yes, yep.
I probably would. I probably had this before. It sounds like a familiar name.
Yeah, I've definitely had
but
it.
But there's so many Kushes out there these days. I could go through the terpenes, but I don't know what it means, so so I won't bother. But it was crossed between two other Kushes, two different, not countries, but territories of India got together, and this is where they get this Kush. They mix the two together. So anyways, let's get on with the...
Who do you got first?
And we got actors.
Musicians
became actors? Or yeah, musicians that became actors.
I'm getting confused now.
Okay. The reason why we're getting confused is because we're doing two shows back-to-back, like I've mentioned already. So there's two reasons why these topics are the same exact topics, except backwards.
Yep.
For one, and number two is we've already done a show, and we already got a buzz.
The hash is kicking in.
That's right. Okay. Singers that think they're actresses are actors. Britney Spears did a movie called Crossroads. Not the Crossroads you're probably thinking of, though.
Yeah, the first thing I think of is the... Karate Kid guy and Steve Vai.
Yeah, Ralph Macchiato. Whatever.
I can never say his name. So.
Macchiato. Most people say Maracino.
Which was a really good movie, actually.
Did you watch Cobra Kai?
I did.
That was actually a pretty good show. I liked it. Not everybody's jam, but I liked it myself.
Yeah, it was good.
Karate stuff.
There's still more to come of that? It didn't end, did it?
I haven't seen the last season, and Okay. Mostly is that because the wife hates it, and I just never seen it.
Yeah, I've watched the last one. I believe it still continues. I can't remember.
I hope so. I liked it. I'm going to catch up on it. So she did a movie, Crossroads. It's not that one about guitars and stuff, but it was horrible. It was basically Britney Spears showed up on camera. What about Dave Grohl?
Dave Grohl?
He was in the Tenacious D's movie, Pick of Destiny.
Yeah. He also had his own little movie come out there not long ago.
Mm. They got that from, geez, here I go again. They actually got that idea off of the Howard Stern show.
Oh, really?
Robin said to them, because they were doing...
To be like a metal band?
Yeah, they were talking about something being haunted, their studio being haunted or something.
Okay.
And it rolled into this conversation, and they actually have a conversation about exactly what that movie is. I'm not saying he gives them credit for it, but they did do that.
Yeah, the whole soundtrack is Foo Fighters like doing metal songs, basically.
What was it called?
Jeez, something 666. God, I have to look it up.
Yeah, see, this is the thing we keep shooting off onto things we haven't researched. Harry Styles, he was in Dunkirk in 2017. Did you watch that one?
I did not.
No, it's Russia, Germany fighting war movie and stuff. I actually have to say, I watched Dunkirk. It was a pretty good movie. And if somebody's a shitty actor, that sticks out to me. It's like when you go to the bar and somebody says, was the band any good? And you're like, oh, I can't remember. Well, they must have been pretty good, because if they sucked, you would
remember for sure.
You would definitely have noticed. So that's what I'm going to say about Harry Styles. He couldn't have sucked that bad, because I didn't know he was really in the movie. I didn't watch it for him. But have you ever seen him do stuff? You got any?
No, not really, no.
Him on his own isn't actually too bad. He'll test out a little bits of rock in there and there. And he did Sledgehammer. Seen him... him recreate that on the fly. It was
It
was quite impressive.
Yeah.
You know Sledgehammer, right?
Yep.
Peter Gabriel?
Yep, yep. We talked about that on another show.
That's right, too. Well, I do the show, so I don't actually listen to the show.
Yeah.
Who else you got?
I got Ringo Starr doing Caveman.
That's where he met his wife.
Yeah.
That's right, too. Oh, my God, that's an old one. I never even thought of that one.
What does it say here? 81. Yeah, I've watched a bit of it for sure.
That burns nice.
Yeah.
I'll give it that. And the ash isn't like all black or hard.
Oh, I hate the black ash.
Black ash, hard ash, it's bad. That means people haven't flushed it properly when they were growing it, and you're smoking chemicals, or if not chemicals, at least nutrients.
Yeah, it's the ones that going to make you cough.
Oh, yeah. It'll make you cough and annoy the shit out of you. Well, Phil Collins, he tried acting a few times. The first time I seen him acting in, what was it called, Busters? Worst movie.
Yeah.
I did talk about that already.
Yeah, we did.
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
That was so horrible. But for whatever reason, they brought him back in 91 and he played in Hook.
Oh, really? I've seen the movie. I didn't realize that. Huh. We got Jessica Simpson in The Dukes of Hazzards.
Oh, yeah. That's right, too. I mean, that was as hokey as it was. It wasn't as bad as I expected it to be.
I don't know if I've seen it in full.
Oh, yeah? No, I did see it. My kids were, let's go watch it. So we went and checked it out. And
yeah.
But
was she like Daisy Duke?
Like, no. Yeah. like what was? How do I put this? She tried. I mean, she was
no,
wearing
that's
the...
No, that's the character she was playing.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was. And she tried, but it was definitely not as good as, I can't remember her name.
Yeah.
It was.
Catherine Bach.
There you go.
Yeah, pretty sure.
You're right. Yeah, but after you say that, you're totally right.
What else? I got Prince.
Purple Rain. Not a horrible movie. Great soundtrack movie, album or whatever. It was a little bit of him, but he was such a fucking weirdo that he just had this attitude all the time. It was just different scenes with him with the same fucking attitude, yeah. You know? But you must have seen that.
I've seen bits of it. Who's the girl that was in there with him? Like, I want to say like Xanadu or something, like a weird name like that.
I don't know. No,
who else? She had her own music too.
Right. Who else? Who played backup for him? Was it Sheena E or something?
Yeah, I think so.
I think Sheena E played like keyboards or something for him.
That
for
girl
a
that
while.
Played like the girl that plays the drums up front, standing up. Isn't that Sheila?
Oh, Sheila E. That's what it was. Sheila E. Sheena E. did the train. Fucking some old song about
a
train. I can't remember. Brandy. You know who that is?
Brandy. I've definitely heard of it. I don't know.
She's a 90s kind of pop singer. A lot like, I don't know. Like a J-Lo, but sort of a cross between J-Lo and Britney Spears kind of shit.
Definitely not my thing.
Mm-mm.
What else do I got? I got Sting. Sting did quite a bit, actually.
You want any more of that?
Yeah, I'll take another one.
I'm good. Sting. I know he did some, but I couldn't off the top of my head tell you.
He did that movie Dune. Like, I don't know if that's, like, is it anything to do with the new Dune that's out? Is that, like, a remake of that? I'm not sure.
That's a good question. I almost watched it. Apparently, it's got quite high ratings. I didn't watch it yet, though, but I will. James Taylor. You ever listen to any of his music?
Not a lot.
He did some movie called Tulane Blacktop. I can't say that I know it, but I was a big fan of him. But again, not that I put it on all the time. It was more about a respect kind of thing.
Yeah.
Jack White?
What was he in?
He was in a show called Walk Hard in 2007.
Is that to do with Johnny Cash? No. No.
Not that I know
of. Okay, never mind. That's another
one. Jack White was the guitar player.
That's
Walk the Line,
sorry.
Yeah, Walk the Line. That had Joaquin Phoenix?
Yeah, I think so. It was good, though. I liked that movie.
That wasn't too bad. Yeah, some of these movies, I wasn't a huge fan of that particular musician, and then I see the movie, you get kind of an idea. It's
like,
oh,
you
okay.
talked about the Doors one. I don't think you liked that
no,
one.
No, well, I
thought he did a good job. Kilmer.
I didn't mind the movie. That's not what happened.
It's just
was
that everybody liked the Doors.
After the Doors movie, then everybody started listening to the Doors, and I just can't stand being that on the whole band trying
to
wagon.
Get it.
But Jack White from the Red Stripes, or the White Stripes, I mean, he did the Red Stripes. Hey, we just finished smoking the fucking second doobie. Like, what do you want from me? If it didn't work, we wouldn't spend our fucking money on it. But Jack White, he did that Walk Hard movie. I kind of like him, but to me, he's quite arrogant, stuck up.
Do you think that, now, is it his sister or his wife? There's always that controversy.
I know. And
I'm pretty sure it's his wife.
I think it's his wife.
Yeah, ex-wife.
Yeah, excuse me. That's the one I go for. I believe it's
I definitely
wife.
Like, I like some Jack White for sure.
And there was in case you don't know what we're talking about, was there was always this controversy if this, the drummer, there's only two people in the band, which was super impressive.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was the drummer girl, and she was never that good, but she was good enough where it kind of had a authentic feel to it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and I'm a big White Stripes fan, and I do like the way that Jack plays guitar, and most of the way he sings, sometimes the lyrics, but just all together, it works for me. I like a lot
of
the
White
Stripes.
What's that song, like Leaves on the Ground, Dirty Leaves on the Ground, something like that?
Yeah, there's
I like
that
one
hey,
a
did
lot.
Here's a question for you. Did you watch Napoleon Dynamite?
Yes.
Love that show.
Yep.
I watch it about once every 2 years. And theme song, opening song, their friends, like, whatever. We're going up to something we were supposed to talk about, but that's a good movie, and the opening song is the White Stripes.
I got one where they didn't really act, but Ace Ventura, you know that, Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
Where Cannibal Corpse.
Oh, yeah?
We're on there in the bar. They're just playing where Jim Carrey walks in.
And were they playing like death metal?
Yeah, they're playing their own song, on stage. And I guess they really didn't want to do it, but Jim Carrey's like a big death metal fan, so he like talked them into it.
I didn't know that he was a death metal fan.
Yeah.
Speaking of Jim Carrey, he did some singing too.
Really?
Yeah, he did the Walrus by the Beatles.
Really?
Yeah, it was all right, but again, like I was saying before,
I just watched him.
He's acting like a singer.
There's a new thing on Netflix with Seinfeld, where Seinfeld picks people up in like different sports cars.
And he
interviews them.
Coffees and Cars.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, it was all right. It was him and Jim Carrey just cruising around in some car.
Yep. I've seen pretty much all of those, and I quite like that little show.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's like 15 minutes sometimes. Yeah. They change it if it's 10. Sometimes it's 10, sometimes it's 20. But I've seen a lot of people I didn't know and I liked on the show, and then people that I did know, but, you know, you learn a little something.
Yeah.
But how about LL Cool J? You know him much?
I do.
Yeah, he
lost all respect when he started doing that one show there, what is it called, where they come out and pretend they're singing the songs.
Oh, I know, like lip syncing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, it's a horrible show.
That is.
Oh my God.
He was LL Cool J. LL stands for Ladies Love Cool James. I'm embarrassed that I do. I listened to him
lip sync battle, I think, or whatever it's called. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, well, that's horrible.
Yeah, it's bad.
And then Michael Anthony, he tried.
Michael Anthony, like from who? Oh, okay. I'm thinking Michael Anthony. I'm thinking Van Halen bass player.
Right oh, my away. God. I'm an idiot. Mark Anthony.
There we go.
I get that shit a lot. Joey Fatone, he tried some acting. You know who he is, right?
Yes.
Of course.
We got Gene Simmons doing some acting.
Yeah, really? All right, seriously, though, is it acting? You must have seen that way, Kiss Meets the Phantom.
Yeah, I think so. Yes. Oh, yes, man. Totally, yeah.
Back in those days, you couldn't record
anything.
But he
did some real movies. Like, he was...
Oh, yeah?
I can't think of the name. Oh, Runaway. That's what it was called.
Well, it was good enough I didn't see it.
Yeah, there was another one he did, Trick or Treat, where he's in it, and also Ozzy's in it too, and Ozzy's a priest in it.
Yeah, that just reminds me.
And also Skippy's in it from Family Ties.
Skippy. Oh, okay, I gotcha. That just reminded me, Marilyn Manson, he did some acting. He was in Sons of Anarchy at the end.
Really?
Yeah, he was
I never watched all the Sons of Anarchy.
He was a prisoner.
Wasn't he in Wonder Years?
yeah, not so much. There's been myth about that, but
yeah.
There's a lot of myths about him. But he was in, at the end, he was a prisoner, and they'd go to mention. He's a pretty big guy, actually.
Really?
Yeah, he's like 6'4 or something. I don't know. He's a pretty tall guy.
I think his career's done with all the accusations that came out and stuff.
What are the new ones? I'm not sure.
Well, like last year and stuff. Like abuse from his girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Hard to say, man. I mean, look at Johnny Depp. He just went through a sort of shit like that, and then it turned out in his favor in the sense that the people thought that she was full of shit. I'm not saying, I don't know anything, you know, not even accusing anybody of anything, but
yeah.
Sometimes that shit's not true, and sometimes it is, whatever. Yeah. You got Bill Cosby's, and then you got people who, like...
What's that other guy? That
just people...
The guy from the 70s trying to get show money there from that him. Just went to jail,
oh,
too.
God, yeah. I couldn't tell you his name.
Matheson.
Totally know who you are. These guys trying to play reruns. How do you play a rerun with that asshole in it, right?
Yeah. I like that show Ranch, too. Too bad.
I saw that one. That was... Who was in there with him?
Who
was the main actor? There was a big actor.
Fuck. No, mustache guy. Country guy.
Oh, Sam.
Sam Elliott.
There you go. This is what we do.
Kelso, whatever his real name is.
We have an idea what we're going to talk about, and we constantly fucking go sideways. Christina Aguilera, she did some acting.
Yeah.
Do you listen to much of her shit?
Not much, no.
No, I realize it's not your kind of music. She was in the Mickey Mouse Club. Lyle Lovett. You know who he is?
Yeah. Wasn't he married to...
He was married to... What the fuck's her name? Here we go again. Julie Roberts?
There we go.
There you go. Yeah,
he's a weird looking dude.
Yeah, he's weird all around. And his music's bizarre too. How about DMX? I can't imagine listening to him.
No, I know who he is. Yeah.
He's dead, right? Yeah, he just died not very long ago, like within, what, 2 years or something?
Yeah.
But he tried some acting in a movie called Belly in 1998. Iggy Pop. Yeah. Oh my God. Another weirdo. This guy actually, Harry Connick Jr. You familiar with his music?
Yeah, I know who he is.
Are you familiar with his acting?
I'm not.
He's actually pretty good. He did some kind of...
I have seen the Copycat. I've definitely seen that.
Yeah. That wasn't too bad. I was quite impressed. And he did quite a few... I think he might have had a sitcom.
Really?
Huh. I know he showed up on a few, but...
Got to have Will Smith in here, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. He's one of the better ones. Like he had a fairly... Not a big career hit or nothing like that, but he was quite well known... For his and he was this was one of those situations where I didn't know he was a singer dude until after, and then it was like I heard his stuff and it was like, oh, okay.
What was first?
His music.
Music was first. Yeah.
Him and Jazz.
Parents just don't understand that kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And what was the other one? Summertime. I'll just say summertime. Yeah, it's something to do with summertime. That one's not too bad either. And he had another one. Well, I'm sure that the Prince, the theme song for that probably was even a hit on its own, isn't
it? Yes, for sure. It must have been.
Probably one of those. What about, what's that country guy's name? Dwight Yoakam.
Okay.
So he was obviously a singer first, and then he took on some acting. He's good too. He plays a good creepy guy. I seen him in some horror, not horror, but what the fuck's his name? Dwight Yoakam. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Okay. Dwight Yoakam. Yeah, he was, I never really was a country guy, but at least he kind of had, he was almost like Steve Earle at the time. It was kind of country, but had a little bit of rock into it, kind of a crossover. So I kind of had a bit of respect for him when he was country dude, and then he started acting. And I watched these crime things a lot. And anyways, there was a movie about one particular murderer. I can't even think of who it was. Dwight Yoakam was in that. I think he was a cop. But he did some horror type stuff too. And he's pretty good at that.
When I was looking up, I see Michael Jackson did something called Moonwalker. I don't know what that is though.
I can tell you what it is. It is probably horrible.
Yeah.
Not too many of these guys, especially Michael. He's one of those really particular guys. You put the microphone on him or something, he's like, oh, I don't want to.
Yeah.
Tom Waits, you ever listen to his stuff?
Yeah, a little bit, actually.
Yeah?
He's okay.
Deborah Harry. Deborah Harry, Videodrome, 1983. Definitely watch that movie because it had that James Wood. He was in it, and I kind of was a fan of his at the time, but he's also kind of one of these continuously weirdo, constantly smoking dudes. But Deborah Harry, lead singer for Blondie, in case nobody knows, she was in there. It was just interesting to see her. I thought she wasn't horrible. Videodrome was one of my favorites as a kid.
And we got the movie Singles. Pearl Jam had a little part in it there.
Yeah. Were they being themselves?
Yeah.
Like what? Actually acting?
I think they were just acting a little bit, yeah.
Aretha Franklin? She did pretty good, actually. Aretha Franklin and the Blues Brothers. That was not horrible. How about Childish Gambino? What do you know about him?
I don't know anything about him.
Okay. He started off on the show Community. Did you ever watch Community?
No.
Okay. I first was a Community fan. Watched it and shit. And then I had found out later that this guy, this actor, Donald Glover, not Danny Glover's kid, by the way. A lot of people think he is, but he's not. Anyways, a lot of people thought that this guy was an actor, and I guess he was. I had no idea he was a rapper, too, so at first I tuned in, kind of listened to his rapping, and it was like, what? This guy's actually pretty good. He has probably a half dozen songs that I like quite a bit. He calls himself Childish Gambino, which I thought was weird, so I thought he was, because he's kind of funny on the show, I thought he was trying to be comic or whatever.
Yeah.
But it was actual music. Guy's got good talent.
Hmm.
And then there's Weird Al. What do you think of that?
I like Weird Al.
Yeah, I have to mention before, I can't stand him. I'm sure he's a nice guy. It's just I just don't do that parody stuff very well.
Yeah, I'd like to go see him live.
Dogma, you ever see that with Alanis Morissette?
I did, yeah.
She was God or something, right?
Yeah, at the end, yeah, she's God, yeah. Totally forgot about that movie.
I was a fan, or at least I respected Alanis Morissette's music when she first came out with that Jagged Little Pill.
Yeah.
But that was before everybody else was listening to it.
Yeah, I definitely owned it.
Yeah, and it was a good album. It had a lot of good songs. Of course, now they're all way overplayed and sappy and just not my, I would never put it on now. Actually, I'd probably dive across the room to shut it off at this point, but way overplayed.
Speaking of Weird Al, I think he did a parody of that, if I remember right.
I'm sure he did. Art Garfunkel, he tried some acting. Those guys always crack me up because they broke up 100 years ago.
There was a Vanilla Ice movie.
And who was I talking about here? Art Garfunkel, he keeps showing up at Paul Simon shows, standing off to the side. And I guess Paul doesn't even know he's coming.
Oh, really?
And so they let him in because he's Art Garfunkel. Yeah. But he's constantly standing off to the side like, oh, can I come up and sing with you now? Because he's got no career. What would you say, Elvis Presley? I mean, obviously horrible. 50s movies like Clam Bake.
So many movies.
Yeah, but it's always just Elvis.
Yeah.
With people acting around him. So, can't really say and the idea of this show is to talking about people or musicians who went into acting. Now, we're talking about if they were good at it or if they, you know, did a good job or whatever, and that's basically, so I'd have to say no. Yeah. Elvis did not do a good job. How about Flea? He was in The Big Lebowski. You've seen that one, I'm sure.
I love The Big Lebowski.
It's a great freaking movie.
So good.
It's The Dude. It's about time to watch that one again, actually. A lot of big names in there. People became big names.
What's the Steve? What's his name? Who starts with a B? One of the main guys in there, Steve.
Oh, Buscemi?
Yeah, I can never say his last name. He's in so many movies, that guy.
Yeah, he's good.
He's really good. Yeah.
I was first seen him, and his eyes were kind of a little screwy. Stood out to me, but yeah, I've seen him in a lot of good shows. Bing Crosby, I don't know, you know, I mean, like, full on, I'll go from any genre. These people were musicians, and they tried to act. John Denver, he did it. That was a big movie, Oh God.
Oh God, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that was a big one. I think
that
had
George
Burns.
George Burns was in there.
Yeah, yeah. That was George Burns was God because he was closer to meeting them, I guess. Actually, yeah. I wonder who died first, to be honest with you, because John Denver, he's dead too.
I think George Burns, yeah, definitely died first.
Lauryn Hill, you know who that is, of course.
Yes.
She was in Sister Act 2. That wasn't a bad job.
Yeah, I think I've seen that.
I mean, I don't own it, the
is
movie.
Is that like Whoopi
like
Goldberg
that.
Or something?
She's in there, and then. Oh yeah, that was a good Whoopi. I was getting in my head. I was getting across with that Rosie O'Donnell one, which the baseball one. But no, that's right.
I'm not a fan of either. I don't like either one of those people.
Whoopi Goldberg
or Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh yeah.
What I got? I
like Rosie O'Donnell now. I didn't used to, but she's pretty cool.
I got Chili Peppers. We're in Point Break.
Right, right. We were talking about that a little earlier.
Yeah.
Just a little bit though, eh?
Yeah, just a little clip.
Oh, and Michael Jackson, The Wiz. Do you remember that?
No,
it
I
was
don't.
Horrible. It was everything I'm talking about is I keep saying this is horrible. That's horrible, but it really was. Michael Jackson. Yeah, he dressed up. He was the lion. I think it was basically a spin, a more modern musical version of the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. What about the Who's Tommy? Does that count?
I hate that freaking movie. I hate that fucking movie. That was horrible, man. Oh, there I go again saying it's horrible, but it was. I'm not a Who fan.
I like a few songs for sure.
I don't like. I can't. Not a one.
Yeah. No songs though. Really.
Nothing. No. Good scream on that.
No Bubba O'Reilly.
No. but a good scream what he does on that. Who are you?
Yeah.
I think that was
what you're talking
about.
Who
that's
are you?
About it. Again, they're ripping off their
so
fans.
Who was first, the Who or the Guess Who?
Who was first? Who was first? I would say the Who.
I think so, yeah, 60s.
I think The Who was in the 60s, The Guess Who. I think they were actually The Who to begin with.
Really? I don't know.
The Canadian band, I think they tried to call themselves The Who, couldn't do it, so they said The Guess Who.
Hmm.
Just as simple as that.
Yeah.
Could be wrong. And then there's another story myth about the Guess Who. And what was that main song that they did?
American Woman.
American, no, okay, here, okay, I'm switching myths now. Yeah. I was going to talk about something else. American Woman, don't know if you heard this one before. Apparently, they just did that song just in the practice opening of the show. And somehow, back in the day, people didn't have phones on them and couldn't record shit like that. But this guy was bootlegging some shit, and he actually recorded them doing that song. And they weren't expecting, they just kind of made it up on the spot.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they re-recorded it, but it was the only reason why they captured it was because this guy happened to have a cassette recorder. He was bootlegging the show. That wasn't what I meant to talk about. This is the way it goes, right? How about Dean Martin back in the day? You know who I'm talking about?
I know who you're talking about, yeah.
Martin and
Lewis. The Rat Pack.
Yeah, then Martin and Lewis was the main thing. I was a big fan of Dean Martin, so I always thought he was kind of like the cool alcoholic, just kind of had a lot of...
Yeah, I think if I had to pick one of them over Frank Sinatra, for sure, I'd rather have Dean Martin, I think.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Yeah. I couldn't stand Jerry Lewis.
Yeah.
Like being in a room with that character or something, I'd just have to slap him. Shut the fuck up. But I've never been into that slapstick shit like Stooges or something.
No, I don't like the Three Stooges.
No, not my thing. Janet Jackson tried acting. Harry Belafonte, you know him, right, of course?
Yep.
How about Kris Kristofferson way back in the 76? Yeah. He did Star is Born, the first version, because then later on Lady Gaga did it.
Really? Huh.
Oh, you didn't know that?
No, I'm not a big Lady Gaga.
That was that big, there was a big song with Lady Gaga and, here we are. I wasn't ready to talk about this. Bradley Cooper.
Okay.
And you know, so they did that, Star is Born, and it was, they had that huge hit, God, man, I'm not going to think of it, but the big hit from that movie, it was huge. Like up until 2 years ago, 3 years ago, it was still big.
Did you see her with Metallica when they did that award show?
No.
No?
No, what song did they do?
God, I don't even know. She was just there kind of dancing on the side and singing a bit.
No, I don't remember that. Who sang? Miley Cyrus. I heard them.
Maybe it was her.
Well, she did.
Miley Cyrus or Lady, and then maybe I'm mixing them up.
I don't know, but Miley Cyrus does a kick-ass job. I'm quite a big fan of hers. I'm surprised at what she can sing. She can sing some of the old shit, and she puts a real raspy, good tone on it. And then she got her new stuff. Okay, whatever. I don't necessarily put that on. But when she does one. There's one album called Backyard Sessions she did, and it's got, there's two versions of each song. There's one of her just doing it, and then she actually gets the person who had that hit, whoever's hit that was, and then she does that song with them in her backyard. Who else? Mariah Carey. Yeah. Meatloaf. He was pretty good.
I've seen him in a few things for sure.
He was more of an actor, actually, than a musician at first, and I didn't know that. And then he came out with the Bat Out of Hell album, huge, blah, blah, another couple too. And then he had all kinds of health problems, but he brought himself sort of back later on. And, of course, he died now. He used to be freaking huge, eh?
Yeah.
He was quite big. He had that oxygen to go on stage.
His daughter is married to the guitar player from Anthrax.
Oh, yeah? Is she a musician of any type?
She is, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Her name's Pearl. Like, she does some songs for sure.
And then Courtney Love. Not a big...
She did Harry Flint, yeah. Larry Flint.
She did that one about Andy Kaufman, also, with Jim Carrey.
Oh, was she in that? Yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah.
She did a pretty good job in that, I have to say.
That's crazy how deep he got into that role. I watched a thing on it. There's like a documentary on.
Yeah, I think I've seen that too.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, he got way into it. It was almost like that Batman dude or whatever. I mean, character, and he stays in character the whole time.
No,
and
he did
just
that.
An asshole.
He did that so good though. Like
he did a good job. But again, he's an actor. Yeah, from Ontario of all places.
Yeah, yeah.
Northern Ontario. He grew up a lot of times in a Volkswagen van. I used to have a Volkswagen van. I bought it in Northern Ontario. I always wondered. I wonder if they always own it. But Whitney Houston, she pulled it off. She did The Bodyguard. That was a huge hit, huge movie. And what a waste. She was such a good-looking woman.
Yeah. Thank you, Bobby Brown.
Yeah, right? I mean, you know, just fucking thanks a lot, bro. Diana Ross, horrible. Bette Midler. She did The Rose, and then she's also in one of my most favorite movies. It's called Drowning Mona. You ever see that one?
It does sound familiar, maybe.
It is a fucked up movie. And if you ever get the chance, you got to watch it because I like it. Ice-T, he did a lot of acting.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, to me, it's just that particular rapper in the movie, in a movie wrapped around him. I didn't think he did an awesome job. And, of course, obviously.
There's a one where they're hunting him. Like, he has to run away from everybody. They take him out in the country, and then they let him go, and, like, all these guys are hunting him. Survival, something like that.
I'm not going to get it. He has a crime show out, too, right now.
He's also on Law & Order.
Yeah, I think he probably did a good job. I don't watch that kind of those kind of crime shows. Another big a person that was pretty big in music and then became huge in movies was Olivia Newton-John.
He had his own show there with him and his wife for a while. Ice and Cocoa.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I didn't watch that either. But Olivia Newton-John, you must have seen Grease, eh?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And that was, is that a movie you've ever seen? Did you just see it at first and that was it? Or did you ever watch it again?
I've never watched it again, no.
No, we watched it a couple of years ago. David Bowie did some acting. Was it Star Trek stuff he did?
Yeah, I'm not even sure.
I think he did something like that. And then he was in this really weird, some other weird freaking movie. I have a lot of respect for David Bowie. He kind of pulled it off. Will Smith, we talked about. Eminem, 8 Mile, what do you think of that?
I like the movie.
Me too.
It was good.
I agree. I thought that was good. If you haven't seen it, but this upcoming, basically his seems like his growing up life to a degree, I would say. But I thought he did a good job, and it wasn't a bad movie.
No, it was decent. I can watch any kind of movies like that, like on music.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Well, yeah, if it's about music, yeah, I can watch just about anything on that. Or a documentary. What about live bands on TV? You watch much of that?
Not so much, a little bit.
Yeah, sometimes they don't pull it off. One of my most favorite concerts I've ever seen, though, is I talked to you about this, but I don't know if I did it on the air or not, but there was a Nirvana concert, and I'm watching it, and this guy comes up, and he jumps up on stage, and he just spinning his hair and dancing and shit, and he totally went with the show. I thought it was just this freaky fan that jumped up and pulled this off, but it turns out he actually was hired by the band to do this.
Yeah,
but
I think that was like Holland or something.
He's
Rockin' Rio, one of those.
No idea, but he was like hypnotic. I think
that's the one where they wheel Kurt out in the wheelchair.
That's right. Yeah, I forgot. Marky Wahlberg.
Yeah.
He definitely pulled it off.
He did that rock star movie, didn't he? Was that him?
What was that? Boogie Nights. I can't think of it. I don't have a list in front of me. What about Justin Timberlake? You a fan of his?
Can't say I am.
He actually has a few good songs. He's got one good album came out about. He's funny too. He goes on Saturday Night Live on a fairly frequent basis.
Yeah.
He's actually seems like a good guy. He seems funny and I do like a few of his songs. Another back at this old, but 1980. Hey, what?
I was gonna say another setup thing with the on the award show where they remember he grabbed someone's top and their breasts were showing.
Oh, that was Janet Jackson.
Yeah, there we go.
Fuck, you know who got fined over that? Howard Stern.
Really?
Had nothing to do with it. Had nothing to do with it. It's just that all of a sudden, it was a football halftime, and they were doing their act and shit, and he reaches over and he pulls off her. I don't know if it was accident or what. She coincidentally had these great big, what do you call them, those nipple covers on anyway. So nothing was really seen, but it was so offensive. They started cracking down on people. That's a whole thing you don't want to get me into. I hated that. Another singer that went acting and actually pulled it off, I'd have to say, would be Dolly Parton. Obviously nothing new. The people are going to be like, oh my God, yeah, she's an awesome
What's
actress.
That,
but back in the day,
movie?
9 to 5, back in the 80s,
yeah,
you know, it was
with
huge.
Best Little Whorehouse in Texas.
Oh, that was huge too. Yeah, that was huge.
That Burt Reynolds too, I think.
Burt Reynolds. Yes, it was.
I believe so.
You are correct. Jennifer Hudson. Do you ever watch any of her?
I don't know. Maybe. What did she do?
She did X Factor. Well, she did those kind of things, but what was it? Dreamgirls.
No, I don't know that.
That's what it was. I think that was the one. What was it? Musical. I know that much. And there was one. That was really big one. There was one particular song I can't think of. I wasn't really ready to talk about her. Madonna. She's done some acting. What'd you think of her?
What'd she do?
She was in League of Her Own.
Okay, yeah, that wasn't bad.
That baseball movie
that
with Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah, yeah.
So you say, hate her. Yeah. But you watched it.
Definitely seated in passing.
But anyways, you got anybody else you can think of?
No.
Cher,
yeah.
Cher was huge as an actress.
What's that Mask Moonstruck movie I remember?
Mask, Moonstruck, starts with an S. I can't think of it. She hasn't acted for a million years, so freaking.
She's got to be getting up there.
Oh, yeah. Can't imagine.
70s, I would say.
Fuck, maybe even 80s, man.
Could be.
Maybe even 80s, because I was probably...
Poor Sonny.
Oh. What, the way he died?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Ran into a tree skiing, didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What a way to go. I mean, there's just certain ways that you don't want to go. You're like Elvis.
Wasn't her and Gene Simmons a couple for a while?
I think you're right.
I think so.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
But and there was another... Well, of course, she's going to be dating big names.
I actually enjoyed that show that he had out.
Gene Simmons?
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
With the family?
Yeah, it was okay.
Oh, for sure. It wasn't
Shannon
too bad.
Tweed.
Shannon Tweed from Saskatoon.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
She is from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan.
I think they're still together.
Not sure. I know he got busted for cheating on her.
Yeah, well.
That's the last I remember. I really couldn't tell you. I think that was the tail end of their show.
Is she just like, oh, he is Gene Simmons.
right. I mean, like, what do you want? But... What about Ozzy's show? Did you watch the Osbourne show?
Yeah,
I kind of miss that.
They had another couple out there with him and his son where they travel across the country.
Yeah.
And went to different places.
I saw one of those.
There's one I watched the other day where they went and saw Max Sabbath, the McDonald's.
I know what you're talking about.
It's a band that dresses up like like Ronald McDonald and Grimace. And they play.
Oh my God. Okay. I got to see this.
They like fry burgers on stage and stuff.
Oh my God. That's
so anyway, Jack and Ozzy are like just sitting there watching.
Okay. Okay. Max Sabbath.
Max Sabbath. Yeah.
This sounds like Guar. Remember those guys? Oh,
yeah. They're still around.
Anyways, we're running over time. We're babbling. This is what happens with us. We get talking. Next thing you know, I can't even feel my feet from sitting on the chair. So, anyways, you're going to call it a day. Master Kush was really good. Thanks for bringing that over.
Yep. You're welcome.
Got a good buzz off of that with that hash we had on the last show. I definitely can feel something. And I don't usually get, I can't say that I got a craving or the munchies or anything like that, but it is like got off work like 3 freaking hours ago. It's time for supper.
Yeah.
So. And I say supper. Do you ever get people giving you flack for that?
Yeah, a little bit.
Supper, dinner,
yeah,
what
whatever.
What is it, 1700? Yeah. You know what? Go fuck yourself. Anyways.
Maybe we should say we're also have on YouTube and where else are we at?
That's good. Spotify, Apple Music, freaking...
What's the Amazon one?
You could just go to Amazon and listen to us.
Yep.
Like as if you're going to buy something, just type in the name of the podcast and
yeah, same
it's
with
there. It's free.
Yeah, same with YouTube. Just type in Music Mist Cannabis. It'll come up.
Yeah, and the YouTube thing's really good, too, because there's been a few times I of course, know what's, like, just listening to it to feel hear the sound of it. Sounds good or whatever. And then you put in these videos and pictures of things that go along
with what
the
we're
podcast.
Talking about. Yeah, I try to.
Fucking crack me up a few times.
See how you haven't check it out.
Yeah, anyways, yeah, check it out. And we will see you next week. Peace
Cheers.
Out.